What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Ray Bridging Humans. It's the place where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. Man, I'm so glad to see everybody today. Thank you for all of my watchers. I'm trying to make sure everything is right and set up. Thank you for everybody who has been following me. If you have not followed and subscribed to the podcast, go on YouTube and put in Ray Bridging Humans. If you have not, if you're listening on Spotify, Apple Music, or any other sources that the podcast reside on, thank y'all so much for listening, for watching, and for learning and growing. Because this is my first season, as I do this season, I do have episodes I cannot wait to for you guys to see, for you guys to continue to see bridging and building. And as I grow in this first season, I'm just kind of throwing things against the wall, honestly and transparently, because I want to have a successful podcast. I want to have a successful journey in helping bridging humans. And so it's so important as we grow and as all the bridges come along, it's so important that the mission and the purpose, which is to bridge humans in connection, that it gets done. And so I said that to say it will be a lot of my episodes. You will see others with me. I'll be interviewing other people. I'll be talking with other people, and there will be some episodes like today where it'll just be me. And one of my biggest desires is to be a motivational speaker, and also just build in that space, right? I want to build in that space. I want to build in the space to continue to build connection on larger stages, build connection on stages I've never seen before. And so as I go on this journey, I think it's so important that you see me and what I say. I am a coach, right? I'm a transformation coach. I'm a life coach. I do those things. And so this episode will be a piece of my coaching. It will be a piece of the work that I have so done on myself to date. People pleasing has been one of my biggest struggles. One of my biggest struggles to date has been people pleasing, is pleasing people throughout my life, throughout my journey, me making sure that whoever I'm around are better or are doing not better than me, but just making sure and caring to all the needs, whether it's positive or whether it's toxic, just making sure I'm caring for others more than me. And I suffered years from what we call people pleasing. And I know I'm not alone. I know I'm not by myself. I know it's a lot of us who kind of deal in people pleasing. And so on this episode, I decided to write out a 5-step plan of breaking down people pleasing and how much is too much when I'm showing up for other people. So I wrote down a 5-step plan on this post as coaching. Now, I'm not a therapist. I'm not a mental health professional. I'm a mental health advocate. And so these on my 5 steps, it will be essentially questions that you ask yourself, because it was questions that I had to ask myself in the space of people pleasing. Raymond, like, break it down. You need to break down what's happening and if you are truly a people pleaser, and getting to the root of understanding what it looks like. Getting to the root of understanding what it is, I think that we suffer sometimes because of our self-awareness. We're not aware enough to see what the hell is going on with me. And even as I go and coach different places, different spaces, I'm so thankful for people who solicit me to come coach. They solicit me to come and speak to groups of people. I oftentimes take a mirror with me, and I have the mirror facing the audience, and I tell them, this is how we show up. This is how we show up most of the time with, and if you're listening to me on a platform, imagine me holding a mirror in my hand, pointing it to you. This is how we show up to crowds. We show up with a mirror for focused on everybody but ourselves. And granted, we are built to serve. We are built to show up for our fellow humans, but not at the expense of losing ourselves. Not at the expense of not taking care of ourselves. And I can admit that was a big struggle that I had to navigate through from childhood, teenage years, all the way to my adult years, making sure that I'm not putting myself in a position where I'm giving too much of myself. And we have to ask ourselves these questions. How much is too much when I'm showing up for other people? Honestly, how much is too much? Why is it so difficult for me to gauge when I'm giving too much? And I put this on a whole lot of childhood trauma, a whole lot of things we've gone through, y'all. But self-awareness has been my, honestly, way of escape. It's been my way of escaping people-pleasing. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is so critical. And me doing too much, it didn't get me anywhere. Like me overperforming, me realizing that my overperforming, my overshowing up, my overgiving, my overspeaking, my over always giving the things, it didn't get me anywhere. If I would have just showed up being myself, more than likely, I would have probably got some of the same results I ended up getting. And so a lot I dealt with in my healing process, misplaced energy, me giving where I shouldn't have, or me giving parts of me that I shouldn't have, and me thinking about how far I would have gone if I had not given so much of myself. And we think about that, especially when you're in the healing phase and you're in the overcoming phase. And I now self-proclaim myself as an overcoming people pleaser, as an overcoming people pleaser, y'all. So I'm going to get ready to get in, y'all, but get a little drink real quick. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to get in the episode, but thank y'all so much for showing up. And I just kind of want to give a precursor to what I'm about to do. And I'm going to dive right in, man. This is going to be Coach Raymond Bryan. I am Coach Raymond Bryan, your transformation coach. That's what I'm doing today, y'all. So stick in with me here. Now, understanding this part of you is so critical for your personal growth. Y'all, breaking down your beliefs and why you show up the way you do is a critical part of self-awareness. What am I believing about myself? Y'all, it's so important to moving forward to what's next in your life. What are you believing about yourself that has you operating the way you're operating? What are you believing? And a lot of us wonder why we get stuck, or why it feels so difficult for us to move forward in life. And a lot of it has to do with the lack of self-awareness that we have, the lack of knowing and understanding ourselves. And yes, in our worlds, in our communities, in our circles, in our corners and pockets of our communities, we all are taught to not be selfish. And no, we should not be selfish with everything. But sometimes we have to be selfish about taking care of ourselves. A lot of times we have to be selfish about making sure that our personal needs are taken care of. Because guess what? If you are not straight for you, you can't be straight for nobody else. And when you're pouring from an empty cup, you see in the end that it do not work out best for you. And when you get mad and when it bubble up and boil up, you're going to go off and say some things that you probably wouldn't have said if you would have just been honest from the get-go and not been in people pleasing. But it's a struggle. It's a struggle, y'all. It's a real struggle. And we got to think about how we break all this stuff down and go back to and understand how we are believing, what we are believing about ourselves. Am I believing I am not worthy? Am I believing that others' needs should go before mine? We have to question ourselves, y'all. We have to question all these things, and we have to go back and replace those toxic beliefs. We have to break them down first and replace those toxic beliefs about ourselves with positive ones. And, y'all, I can admit on my coaching journey, I've learned so much of it is habit building. And because we are humans, we are creatures of habit. So whatever you make a habit of doing, whatever you make a habit of performing, you're going to do. And I'm pretty sure a lot of us don't even know what we believe about ourselves. But I'm going to wait and go into the five part. So now I'm going to go into the five part as I've given you the setup. The first thing that I had to do was dissect my childhood influences. That's the first thing I had to do, y'all. And what that looked like, y'all, I had to explore the environment that I grew up in, y'all. We have to explore those environments, and that's a critical step in breaking down our beliefs. And the first question I want to ask you on this first one, were you encouraged to always make sure others are happy? Were you encouraged to always take care of somebody else's need before yours in childhood? Think about that. How were you taught, or how were you raised to take care of others? Or what did you see that wasn't necessarily spoken, but you saw in your parents and your family members and your caretakers? How did you see them perform that taught you how to perform? Oh, yeah, we're going to get a little deep today. We'll get a little deep with this, because we're going to go back and we're going to break down this thing called people pleasing. We're going to break it down. And because this was one of the first things I had to do in my pursuit of breaking habits of making sure I'm pleasing everybody but Raymond. This is one thing I had to do. And the next part in this breaking down, our dissecting our childhood influences, were you taught to always avoid conflict, or were you taught to face things head on and deal with the outcome on the other side? Now, transparently, you know, I probably say some things in this episode and every episode, and my family know I love them. My family know I would do anything for any one of them in my family. However, I will say that I wasn't taught necessarily to deal with conflict, but I wasn't taught not to deal with conflict either. So it was kind of one of those things where I just kind of saw what everybody else was doing, and it's just kind of how I operated. And I saw a lot in my growing up. If someone is offended or if something happened, we'll just kind of, you know, brush it off or push it to the side, and it build up and build up and build up. And when it built up to the point where I couldn't hold it anymore, or when it built up in a point where my relatives or my friends or people that I was around couldn't hold it anymore, it's just bust. It busts into a big thing. And so I realized that I took that into different relationships, and I took that into different problem solving things. And I'm not going to lie, you know, In my past relationships and relationships I've been in, you know, always saying, okay, it's whatever you want to eat, baby. Always saying, okay, so it's whatever you want to go, baby. I don't care. You know, be that as it may, y'all, you have an opinion. You have an opinion, and you just cannot, it's not realistic in reality to let your opinion rest on your partner. It's not reality to let your opinion rest in your wife or your husband or your spouse or whoever. It's not okay to let your opinion always rest in other people, because you feel a way. You're going to feel a way. And you may not feel a way in that moment, but you'll feel a way. You will feel a way. I promise you, you feel a way. And that was something that I had to learn, that I could not allow my opinion to just rest in everybody else and just let things build up, build up, build up, build up, because I'm always going off what everybody else want. That was the first thing I had to do. I had to go back. And so think about your childhood. Think about how you were raised. Think about the decisions you made growing up, and think about a lot of those decisions. When you go and visit that place, think about how those decisions affect today. Think about how you make choices today relationally, and I'm talking about any ship that you're in, any ship relationship that you're in, be it work, be it spiritual relationship, be it personal relationship, be it intimate relationship, be it family relationship, any kind of ship that you're in, how are you allowing others to make decisions for you? I promise you, in that breakdown, I learned so much about myself. I learned so much about how I needed to speak up. And so now in my life, I only foster relationships that I have to be transparent in. I only foster relationships that are going to call me to be transparent. And don't look at me crazy. Because I know there's a lot of us are in relationships that we can just bullshit in, and we can just do whatever we want to do in. We can just be whatever we want to be in, and it don't call us to transparency. It don't call us to a higher place of honesty. It don't call us to our highest and best selves. Now I'm so intentional that any relationship new that I build, it has to be based in transparency. You're going to know what the hell is going on with Raymond. You're going to know what the hell Raymond is feeling. You're going to know where Raymond is coming from, because it's so important that, because when time passes and time go on and relationship issues come back and you see you have not dealt with different things in relationship, and you got to go back to it and visit it. Do you want to do that? Versus me dealing with things as they come, dealing with conflict, and so many of us, conflict avoiders, are people pleasers. So many of us avoid and jump around conflict because we do not want to make somebody mad. We do not want to interrupt somebody's thought of us. And so we allow it to just be because we want a good relationship. Y'all, that's toxic. That's people pleasing. That's people pleasing 101. So that's the first one. I'm gonna keep going. That's the first one I have with me breaking down, understanding and breaking down people pleasing. The second one I have is breaking down beliefs. This is interesting, y'all, because breaking down our beliefs, a lot of us always feel like if I go through and question my belief system, then I'm gonna lose it. Or if I go through and question my belief system, I'm off or I'm wrong or it feel bad. Y'all, the discomfort in breaking down our beliefs is necessary because it's uncomfortable, right? If I've been believing a certain thing about myself for so long and I have to go and challenge that belief, y'all, it's uncomfortable. Because most of the times it's beliefs that our parents gave us, we watched our grandparents give us, we've been taught in our school systems, we've been taught in the communities that we grew up in, certain beliefs we just get from people. And we have to break those things down. And the first question I'm asking is, how can we break down beliefs when so many of us don't even know what we believe? So many of us don't even know the basis of what we stand on. Think about it. Can you truly write down the basis of what you stand on as an individual? Like what foundation does your life sit on? What are your fundamental beliefs, your core values? What are they? Do you know them? And if you don't know them, y'all, I suggest that you literally do words of affirmation for yourself, or write them down as affirmations and put sticky notes on your bathroom mirror, put them up in your car, put them up on the mirror in your bedroom. But you need to know foundationally what you stand on. That's a key part of self-awareness, y'all. Breaking down my beliefs is critical. It's a critical part. And y'all, what the hell am I believing? What am I believing? Am I believing only what my social media friends believe? Because that's a real thing, y'all. A lot of us just believe everything our social media friends believe. If the cool people on our timeline believe it, yeah, I'm gonna roll with it. If the popular people on my timeline got a certain thought about a certain thing, 9 times out of 10, I'll go with it. And y'all, it's so sad that we've reduced our human minds to that, y'all, but we have to reach beyond that, especially if we're in states of people pleasing. We have to reach beyond that, honestly. Now, also, religiously, is everything my pastor believe, is that the only thing I believe? Is everything my church members believe, is that the only stuff I believe? Is everything my coworkers believe? Is everything my social group believe? Is that what I believe, y'all? And I'm not saying it's not good to have beliefs based in what the people in your group stand in. I'm not saying that, but I'm saying have a foundation for yourself to be able to weigh, is what I'm believing, does it weigh against my core values? How does it weigh against my core values? Is what I'm believing, how does it stand against the fundamental things about my humanity? And we have to think about that, y'all, with self-awareness, because breaking down beliefs are good. And I have only been Christian all my life. And I will tell all the Christians listening and watching right now, it's okay to break down our beliefs. It's okay to break down some of the traditions we've been given. Now, I'm not saying do away with everything. I'm not saying that. I'm not saying enrich yourself with everything. But we have to break down some of this meaningless stuff that we're standing behind and standing for, y'all. But I encourage you, write down your core beliefs. Make sure that they align with what you want, with what you desire, and how you see to live your best life. Because outside of you, higher than you is God, is our creator. But outside of him, y'all, we have to make sure that, and this is going to sound so weird and crazy, but I have to make sure that I am doing what I want to do and not what I am told to do. Y'all, and that sounds so crazy, but we have to make sure that we are doing what we want to do and not what others want to do. And I can admit to y'all, that was a heavy part of people pleasing to me. And so I had to go back and break down, Raymond, what are you believing about yourself? And that's where I discovered I didn't think I was worthy. That's where I discovered I didn't think that I needed to put myself out front. I wanted to stand behind all the time, y'all. And we have to break down those beliefs we have about ourselves, y'all, because a lot of times the belief is a voice in our head called self-sabotage. And I'm going to talk about that on a later episode as well. But self-sabotage, y'all, that voice is so loud. It's so loud. And we have to understand, as I said this in some content recently, the self-sabotaging voice is not real. It's not a real voice. And we have to break down because we hear these loud, negative, toxic voices in our head that is not real. And so we need to break some of this stuff down, y'all. And self-awareness, daily meditation, daily praying, daily you sitting with yourself, sitting with your needs, sitting with your thoughts, because our world is so loud. We don't sit with our thoughts most of the time. We just don't sit with our thoughts. And we have to learn to sit with our thoughts and understand, okay, what am I believing? What am I feeling? What am I standing on that I just refuse to question because I've just been doing it for so long and everybody around me been doing it for so long. And so I'm just doing it. Y'all, we have to question those things. We have to. Critical part in breaking people pleasing. And I will continue to say self-awareness. Number three, understanding my fear of rejection. This was big for me, y'all, as well. And it still is. Hell, people pleasers oftentimes fear rejection and abandonment. And abandonment is definitely trauma. Rejection is definitely trauma because somebody left you. And we have to go back and really see where we broke when somebody left us, to deal with that pain and that hurt when X walked away from me, to deal with that pain or that hurt when my parent walked away from me. We have to deal with that, y'all. And I just recently realized, because I grew up without a father. Most of you know my dad been dead all my life, y'all. That's a huge gaping hole in my soul. And so most of my life I have built a dad. I have built father figures. And just until recently, I didn't realize how much it meant to me, because I'm so self-aware now. I understand that older men that I'm connected to, y'all, it means so much to me because I soak up wisdom like a sponge, or I soak up their perspectives like a sponge, you know. And now that I'm mentally strong enough, I'm able to chew up the meat, spit out the bone, if you will. I value so strongly older men because I realize that it fills the void inside of me that I need to feel that I was missing with my father not being present or not being here in my life. Been a dad all my life. And so Back to the conversation. People pleasers, often we fear rejection and abandonment. And I want to ask you, you have to ask yourself this: are my actions being driven by the willingness to be liked or accepted? because I had to recognize even in my seeking and revering older men and their perspectives and their opinions, me giving their opinions so much weight, did I also, in hindsight, were my actions being driven by the willingness to be liked or accepted? Now, your thing may not be older men and where you get, you know, wisdom and understanding from, but who in your life, if you're a people pleaser, who in your life are your actions driven by their willingness to accept you or their willingness to like you? Who are you trying to please or who are you trying to show up for because you want them to like you? And it's sad to say, honestly, a whole lot of us show up in spaces the way we show up in spaces because we want to be liked. A lot of times we hold our opinions, we hold our perspectives back because we want to be liked. Now, I'm not telling anybody to be combative. I'm not saying be combative, but if you feel a thing and it's a need that needs to be said, you got to say it, y'all. You got to be able to say it. Do I avoid saying no for the fear of losing relationships? Man, and y'all, this was something. Me learning how to say no was like me learning how to bench press. Me learning how to say no was like when I learned how to drive a stick. My mom, went my first car. Shout out to Pearline Henderson, y'all. I went to It's All Good Auto Sales down on 3rd Street. We went and got a 1994 Toyota Tercel. And it was a stick shift, and I wanted the car so bad I didn't know how to drive it. And she said, well, you want this car? You going to get it. And I had to be at work. And we got the car, signed all the papers, and I got in the car, and it was a stick. I had an idea because I had driven I had tried to drive a stick or two before, but I really didn't know no. And so it was a struggle. Sometimes I'd be at red lights and I wouldn't pull off the way I needed to pull off. Or sometimes I'd be at a stop sign or I'd scotch off real hard. And it was a lot of times the car just cut off on me. But I learned because I tried. And so I liken it to me saying no. You have to learn how to say no. And you don't even need a reason why you say no sometimes. Just say no to strengthen your muscle. A lot of us don't know how to say no and afraid to say no because we're afraid of not being liked. We're afraid of not being accepted. And just like my struggle was with learning how to drive a stick, I learned because I allow myself to fall. Even sometimes when you say no and they get mad at you, you have to not take ownership of their feelings. And I did that also for years, trying to soothe and comfort somebody else's feeling off of my no. Man, y'all, trying to soothe someone else's feelings off of my no was something I had so tough. And I did so tough, y'all. And even as I tell my story, as I continue to tell my story, I'm so happy, y'all, because as I reveal, I'm healing. The more I heal, the more I reveal, I'm healing. And I thank God I'm in a position now that I have enough courage in my story. I have enough courage in what I've gone through to be able to speak it and speak it loud because I know it's going to connect and it's going to reach to somebody who has struggled with some of the things I've struggled with. And people pleasing has been almost damn near number one on my list. People pleasing. And I had to really, 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 really think about why I was not able to say no. And are you not able to say no because you're scared to lose relationships? Are you scared to lose positions? Are you scared to lose titles? Some of our no's are so weak because we fear disappointing others. And y'all, you see how the fear of rejection rides so deep with people pleasing? And y'all, that wrote so deep with me. So deep with me. I'm going to keep going, y'all. Is this good to y'all? I want y'all to please, y'all. Every episode, I want the good. I want the bad because we're growing. And I want y'all to see my skill. Not only do I want y'all to see my skill, I want y'all to see my heart. I want y'all to see my transparency because I think we live in a world now where honesty and transparency is necessary for connection. I don't know how we're going to do it without it. I don't know how we're going to do it without it. Honesty and transparency. But anyway, I mean, I got so many soapboxes, but I'm going to go to number four. I had five. I get this. I'm on four now, y'all. Number four, what are my boundaries? What are my boundaries? Do I set them? What are they? Do I struggle upholding them? Y'all, and am I putting others' needs before mine? It was a clear indicator that I did not have boundaries set. Literally, putting others' needs before mine was a clear indicator for me. And I will say it can definitely be an indicator for you. If you don't have boundaries, you're definitely a people pleaser. If your boundaries are not, if you're not properly setting boundaries for yourself, you could very well be a people pleaser, as I was. And listen, your boundaries are for you. Boundaries are for you. When you set up that wall, boundary wall, the wall is not for the outside. It's not for them. It's for you. You have to protect your emotions. You have to protect your mental. You have to protect your physical. You have to protect yourself. And all a boundary is limit or space between you and another person. That's one of the most simple definitions of what a boundary is. They protect you. They show up for you. They protect you from not giving all of yourself. It protect you from honestly not being able to show up genuine. Y'all, some of us cannot show up genuine to other people because we refuse to set proper boundaries. Some of us cannot show up honest to other people because we refuse to set proper boundaries. And so, guess what? If Raymond ain't got proper boundaries, I can't be mad at you. If I don't have a guard over things that I need to have a guard over so I can show up the right way, it's not your fault, it's mine. And so if we're constantly in positions and feeling like everybody always taking advantage of me, don't nobody appreciate me, don't nobody show up for me, I'm always giving, don't nobody give to me, we have to check ourselves. That's a me thing. I'm healing, y'all. Y'all don't listen. I'm healing like you healing. That's a me thing. If I don't have proper boundaries set in specific areas in my life, it's on me when I fall to it, literally. And I just had a situation. I had to go to one of my closest friends, and I had to go to myself because I got mad at myself that I did not have a proper boundary set. But as we continue to grow, y'all, we going to fall sometimes. We going to mess up sometimes, y'all. But knowing and understanding boundaries are critical. Do you have them? Do you know what they are? When you're going out dating or when you're going out just kicking it with somebody, what are your boundaries? When you're operating in ministry and you're giving your time and your talent and your money, what are your boundaries? When you're showing up at work doing extra projects just to be seen, what are your boundaries? Am I doing too much? How much is too much in showing up for others? When I give to until it hurt, my boundary is overtaken. When I'm showing up and I know I'm doing without. Now, I'm not saying don't take care of your responsibilities, but if you a single man like me or a single woman or even if you're in relationship or with family or anything, y'all, we have to make sure we are straight first, because when we give from an empty cup, and sometimes I know it's hard and it's a struggle, and sometimes we give hurting because we're giving from an empty cup, but understand, y'all, it's going to come back somewhere. We got to take care of ourselves. We have to. I'm going to go to my last point, number five. Number five. Now, these all are things to understand if I am a people pleaser. These are things that help me realize and understand the nature of how I was showing up. That's why I showed up so long the way I showed up. And that's why you see a new Raymond today. And I know for those of you who are watching this podcast or listening to this podcast, and you were used to a Raymond that always smiled, always laughed at things that wasn't funny, always did things and showed up and went the extra mile to take care of everybody else's feelings. No. No. I won't do it anymore. I don't do it anymore. I don't. Praise God. I don't. And guess what? Even if I do, I'm correcting myself. I almost mentioned Kelly Harris. I cannot wait to have Kelly on this couch. I almost mentioned her in every episode. But I told Kelly, I said, Kelly, and Kelly is my trainer. She's a mentor to me. I said, Kelly, my self-aware, I'm so hyper-aware. I'm so self-aware about myself. When I violate or cross lines or allow boundaries to be crossed, I'm checking myself, and I think at the height of self-awareness, you realize that all the actions you take is on you. Mostly all of the actions that you allow is on you, and you are responsible for how you allow people to treat you. Now, I know you're not responsible for their actions, but you are responsible for how you take it. You're responsible for how you respond to it. And so we have to be mindful and aware in people pleasing. That's what happened. But I'm going to go to number five because I can go all day with this, y'all. But I'm going to go to number five. Consider your need to control everything. Oh, my God. If I had a dollar for every time I tried to control a situation because I wanted to control what somebody thought about me, I'd be rich. Man, I have so much money, man. Look, I would have so much money if I had a dollar for every time I wanted to control what others thought about me. And listen, y'all, understanding this need for control can shed light on why you prioritize others' needs over yours. Understanding why it's so important that I control the situation, it's important that I always got to know everybody who's going to be at the party because I need to know if it's somebody that I don't like, how I need to show up, why I need to control every situation in my life. And now, granted, I'm not saying be out here helpless or hopeless and let everybody do everything to you, but y'all, a lot of times when we show up needing to control, we show up in every room needing to control everything. That's a problem. That's a problem. That's a problem. And y'all, I didn't realize me wanting or needing to control all of my surroundings was a heavy part of people pleasing. It was a heavy part of people pleasing for me. The need to always want to control. And because I grew up how I grew up, the way I grew up, honestly, transparently, as I always will say, I was mindful of who I was seen in restaurants with. I was mindful of who I was seen at the movies with. I was mindful of who I seen out with, especially dating and stuff, because I didn't want to look a certain way because I was so involved. I was so involved in ministry, and I was so involved in and the process of seeing other people be their highest, well, not their highest and best, but be their best religious selves, that the way I showed up, I just didn't want to offend nobody, or I didn't want to make nobody look bad. And y'all, I wanted to control everything, y'all. And y'all, one of the biggest lessons I had in trying to control every environment that I was in, I learned to not try and take on other people's emotions. That was one of the biggest lessons I had to learn, was taking on other people's emotions. They are not your responsibility. How somebody else feel about you is not your responsibility. It's not. Now we have to treat people right. We have to treat people like we want to be treated. So if we're operating in that, if we're operating in integrity, if we're operating in honesty, me trying to control your emotions, I cannot do. You cannot do. And people pleasing, always needing to control every situation and every environment, y'all, that was a telltale sign. And so my 5 points is dissecting my childhood influences, breaking down beliefs. Number three, understanding my fear of rejection. Number four, what are my boundaries? And number five, consider your need to control everything. And y'all, in all of this, and I heard my hero say this as well. Shout out to Kirk Franklin, man. Kirk is one of the most vulnerable Christian men that I know. And I'm so thankful because I can follow him. And his, I can truly say his music has really, truly been the foundation of my Christianity, honestly. His willingness and ability to be transparent and honest in his music, y'all, that showed me that I wasn't crazy. And one thing he said on a podcast I watched him be on earlier, he said, don't assimilate to perfectionist ideas that others give you. And I can't say that any louder, y'all. When we assimilate to others' perfectionist ideas of us, y'all, we lose ourselves. And that's why it's so important. And I have to bring it back home to building bridges. It's so important, y'all, in building bridges that we are honest about where we are. There's no way we can build bridges out here being dishonest people pleasers. There's no way we can build true, solid connection if we're out here haphazardly building toxic connections without being honest, without being transparent. And something else he said, I'd rather be vulnerable and broke than acting well and sick. That hit me like a ton of bricks. Because I would rather be, I'll give it a spin for me. I'd rather be vulnerable and free than be acting well and sick. And y'all, freedom costs. I ain't gonna lie, freedom costs. It may cost you a little bit, but it's gonna give you a whole lot. And most of the times when we're in search of freedom, freedom from people pleasing, when we're in search of freedom from the willingness to always having to make sure everybody else is okay all the time and not myself. Because the big fear and the wall is made up of fear is that I will not be seen as valid. I will not be seen as human, as human as they are. Or I won't be seen as the man they are. And men, because I've only ever been a black men, y'all, we got that so, our egos are so big. And a lot of times for our egos, we're willing to lie, we're willing to front just to show up and be seen. Just to show up and people please. So as I round out this episode, I just want to tell you guys, listen, continue to heal and grow with me. And y'all, this is a daily journey. I got a good friend of mine named Leon, and we weekly talk about doing the work on our lives. And I can't stress to y'all the more of how this is a daily journey. This is not something that you just do and get to. Oh, I'm healed. No, it's a continual process. Healing is a continuous process. And it's a process that we have to continue to be on. And as long as we're here in the flesh and we're human, our self-awareness takes us to higher levels of freedom. And if we want to be free from people pleasing, we have to take a look at the insides, how our insides are looking, how we're showing up for other people. If I got to show up lying, if I got to show up not being 100% whole, then it ain't real. It ain't real. It ain't real. So thank y'all for watching this episode. Thank y'all for listening to this episode on people pleasing. It is my privilege. I say it, my privilege and my honor to be able to heal out loud in front of y'all, because I will live out loud in front of you. This is Raymond. This is Coach Raymond Bryan, your transformation coach, your life coach. Ray Bridging Humans is where the people get to hear you and the world get to see it. Love you, family. Peace.